Anybody got a question for Ben? You got any cellists out there in the audience? Woohoo!
Yeah.
The most enlightening experience that we had in China. We've been to China twice together. One time for a month, the other time was probably just for maybe 2 weeks, I think. The first time. I don't know. Enlightening experience in China.
Well, Casey and I, we...
Oh, I know probably what it is.
Yeah, probably go... We yeah. hiked the Great Wall both times. We went out to this little tiny town and met up with some folks, and they just sort of let us go out into the mountains and hike on the Great Wall. So we, Casey hiked with his fiddle up to the very top, and we went to the top of this huge tower. I guess it all used to be towers, and then they connected it with walls. But just seeing that, you know, huge thing built, all the massive stones, and then it toppled. And then just all the people must have taken to build that, probably the most moving thing.
It was there's a bunch of tourists kind of set, you know, kind of redone places of the wall, you know, the kind of the wall that you have in your mind that you, you know, see presidents standing on, whatever, but it's, most of it is not like that. And so we had some friends that knew of this place, this little village, and they had some friends that were starting a little bed and breakfast. I mean, they're talking about, there must be 15 or 20 people that live there.
And they, Sancha.
Yeah, Sancha is the name of the place. It's about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours north of Beijing. And so we went, and we had a guide take us up there. You know, a guy shorter than us combined. And he was spry. He just carried a hatchet with him, and that was it. And
that's all we knew. We had a little old man leading us into the mountains.
Yeah, he was fast, and we were just like slipping and falling. It was really steep, and but we made it up to this kind of a low point of the wall, and we just hiked on it for about 3 hours, 4 hours, and up to this, the apex of the place that's around there, and it's just, you know, the trees are growing through it, and it's falling down some places you can't find. We had to climb down other areas. It was just a, for us, a really moving, amazing experience, and I played a couple tunes at the top. So.
For his wife, Molly.
That's right. But Ben did carry his cello up to the top. We did go on a shorter hike last year, and we had been up in Tibet, and they did this thing where they give you these... Hadas, what they call it, these scarves, these silk scarves, and the kind of, they would give them to us after our shows, and somebody would come up and lay it over your, you know, over your shoulders. And so these things, they've got all these, at the end of it is just kind of like raw thread, but it gets caught on everything. You know, it's great, you know, you feel really great, but then all of a sudden you're like snagging yourself, and it picks up leaves and all sorts of stuff, and it just doesn't come out. And so,
like a small child with you, you're like, oh.
Yeah, how long have you been there? Did you guys hear about the, I heard it on the radio, some guy was stuck in his wheelchair to the front of a semi, and they took him down the road for like 4 miles before the guy knew, you know, he said it was fun. But anyway, that is, so Ben used this thing that sticks to anything to tie his cello to his back, and so he climbed up the steepest part that we'd ever been on, you know, with his cello on his back, you know, the things we do to go ahead and play at the top of the Great Wall.
Casey, does the court know how many plans to record anything soon?
We actually just spent 8 days in the studio.
Just came out of the cave.
Yes. Yeah. I forgot that the sun still came out. So we did 6 songs, and we got more recording scheduled in the next couple of months. So we're going to do a record that should come out next April. So,
did you bring any of your CDs with you?
I have some of mine with me. I got some instructional chop DVDs, which also has stuff for cello on it. Rashad Eggleston is on there, and so is Daryl Anger. And
did you bring CDs?
Yeah. Ben has CDs. Let's see what it looks like. I have something else.
Like...
Oh, do it.
Okay, so that song that Ben just did there, is it going to be on your new record?
Yeah.
So I do have these here. I don't know if you guys have seen the cover of my record. So this is what the color of the cover of the record looks like. Let me show you what I have now.
Oh yeah. Vintage 1972 aviator goggles, ladies and gentlemen.
I got them from a guy up in Lhasa in Tibet. I found this one pair just one time when I was there in China, and so I thought, I was like, this is a one-of-a-kind deal. And then up in Lhasa, I found a street vendor that had a bunch of them, so I thought I'd bring some home to share with people. So I do have those if anybody's interested. They fit over your glasses. And I was told it comes in a yak leather case. Everything is yak.
Yak leather. For you, just for you.
Yak burger, yak curry, just any sort of yak dog. All right, we were just kind of fooling around with this song yesterday. We don't really know what's going on, but it's really a fun tune, and you might recognize it. Oh, I'm going to pass around an email list. And if you want to sign it, great. If you don't, just pass it on. And it'll be for both me and Ben. All right, here we go.
Yeah.